What's up?
We are live. We are coming live. At you with episode
seven. Lucky number seven.
7 points to heaven if you play King's card because you're 12. Actually, you probably shouldn't play that if you're 12. It's a little further up. Anyhow, welcome back. This is episode number seven, Diesel Power Podcast, Diesel Power Products Podcast.
Coming from you live from DPP HQ, Spokane, Washington.
Worldwide headquarters.
Worldwide.
Anyhow, today, actually, first off, take care of some administrative stuff first. If you guys are posting questions, we will answer them towards the end. We actually have one of our techs on the line, watching, reading, answering questions.
Right there.
It's Ashford, if you know him.
He knows everything.
He literally knows everything.
Yeah.
You could play almost a stump the suspension guy right now, even though this is not a suspension post, but just spam with suspension questions and watch his head explode. How many can you fit 35s with stock suspension questions, can you ask?
Yes.
But we will be answering questions. We're going to pick some good ones to read and answer live on camera. We are also going to be having these on iTunes here, Mr. Nathaniel.
He can't hear you because he's got earbuds in. Soon.
Soon. We submitted and we're waiting to be approved for it so we can have them actually as a podcast.
Yes.
And we will actually be posting these on YouTube as well. I know that with Facebook Live, if you click off the screen, you can't watch anymore and stuff like that. So we understand. We hear you. We get your pain. They'll be on YouTube and all the other platforms coming here shortly. So today's topic, chips, tuners, programmers, modules.
What's the difference?
But what does it mean?
What does it mean? Someone tell us. So we get a lot of, people asking for a chip, a programmer, a tuner. I mean, it's a bunch of names for the same kind of thing. It's a bunch of different names for a device that's going to reprogram that truck to run a little bit differently, run a little bit better, hopefully. That's the whole point of it. But that's essentially what they're doing, is they're modifying parameters on the vehicle to run for higher horsepower or for economy or towing or whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so it's all going to be done electronically. There's usually no real hard parts that go along with it. Usually with tuning, you don't have to, there's not a turbo you have to run with tuning. There's anything. It's like magic. You're plugging it in.
Yeah.
And power and economy.
And also on a stock truck, it's the best way to make the most amount of horsepower. There's no other part that you're going to be able to buy for your truck that's going to really add as much horsepower with just one simple thing.
Yeah.
So it's the most popular thing guys do on trucks. But it also is something that we get a ton of questions on because for each of the platforms, there's usually quite a few options to go with. So trying to narrow that down to what fits you specifically for your driving style, what you use your truck for, that sort of thing. And that's kind of what we're going to somewhat go over a little bit. Mostly kind of check out the different definitions and how we kind of interpret them and talk about tuners.
So the reason this all came up is we get folks that call in and will say, I want a module, not a chip. I want a tuner, not a programmer.
Yeah.
I want a programmer, not a chip. And at the end of the day, you're all probably kind of trying to go off the same thing. So what we're going to do is basically, if we were to break these down and actually do the proper nomenclature for each one of these, tuner, programmer, chip, module, we're going to kind of give you what they mean so that maybe you can use the words right or at least kind of know when somebody else is talking about it. Maybe you think it might be the same, but it's not. But we're going to so we're going to try and help you out with that. First off, 12 valve guys. You don't need to watch anymore because you don't have any tuning for your truck.
you can continue to watch because we'll actually briefly go over one little thing that people are considering tuning for those trucks. It's not tuning though. It's not programming any engine control module because there is none.
You don't have one.
There is none.
And we'll cover that right now.
Yeah.
AFC Live.
AFC Live.
It's basically just a little mechanical fuel plate.
Yeah.
Slides back and forth. That's attached to a knob, and you turn it, and it slides back and forth.
It's still pretty much a mechanical connection between there. So some guys consider it a tuner for a 12 valve. It's not a tuner. A tuner to us is something electronic that is electronically programming something, rather than something that is just mechanically making something move to gain power. So
that is, however, the closest thing you are going to find to some sort of adjustable power on a 12 valve.
Yes.
Like on the fly in the cab, not actually getting your 12 valve tuner, which is a screwdriver. We're going to talk about, let's dive right into the first definition here. We're going to talk about a tuner. So many things may be a tuner, but also may be a programmer, maybe some other stuff in there.
Yeah.
So I would say for me, a tuner is going to be something that definitely it plugs into your OBD2 port. And it's going to change the parameters on the truck's PCM electronically.
Yeah, it's going to tune that ECM. So essentially, it's pulling out whatever file's in there, and it's going to put in its version of that file. to modify the truck. So it's tuning that ECM. So that, you know, there's one that we don't have on here called like what sometimes we consider as a downloader, which is downloading that file into the ECM. We would still consider that under a tuner sort of category, I guess. But a tuner is kind of a blanket in itself, is kind of like a blanket, like, hey, it's a device that modifies engine programming.
Right.
But tuners to us, when someone is comparing like a tuner to a chip or something like that, we can then go, okay, well, a tuner to us is something that's going to program that truck's ECM. It's going to change that file in the ECM.
So now, not all tuners are programmers.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Right, yes, that's right. So if you want to get your Venn diagrams out.
Yeah, start drawing some circles.
Start drawing some circles.
Yeah,
and really,
let's go back
really
to sixth grade here.
The crap out of you. So we actually, let's move on to a programmer.
Okay.
So to me, to give you an example, I guess, as far as like the device itself, probably two most popular, EFI Live, EasyLink.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider those to be a tuner.
Yes.
Because you can actually tune the vehicle with them.
Yes.
Whereas a programmer, you know, you can, I guess you can program the truck, but when I say tune, I mean like custom tune.
Like a guy behind a computer hitting the ones and zeros.
Yeah.
making
yeah,
magic.
All a bunch of ones and zeros go on and you
so
make
you, okay, so just so you guys know, so a programmer would be more like a, like, throw out a, like an Edge Evolution or a Bully Dog, like a GT or something along those lines that is going to be kind of like an off-the-shelf, as you would put it, like an off-the-shelf pre-programmed device, is what, versus like a tuner, where it's literally like an EFI Live or an EasyLink or something similar to where a guy is literally making the tune for your truck each time.
All right, so I would consider if you want to do custom tuning, it would be a tuner rather than a programmer.
Yeah, yeah.
And again,
this is,
we're starting to split hairs, but
yeah,
we're going to keep going. Okay, so programmers. I would say, so programmers, you mentioned, like
the Evolution.
Evolution. So your basic OBD2 port, pick whatever.
Pick a file.
Pick what file you want on the truck, 0 to 100, blah, blah, blah. You know, on the truck, there you go.
Boom.
You're done. Next thing we're going to talk about is chips.
Chips.
Now, this is 7-3 years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. this is, like we were talking about actually right before we started this, is this pretty much, to us, kind of only pertains to like Power Stroke guys. And he'll tell you why.
So to me, a chip is going to be an actual, like, a computer chip that plugs into another computer, not the OBD2 port, not the engine harness underneath the hood, but like on a 7.3, when you put, say, like a DP tuner, a TS chip,
or a gearhead,
or Hydra, anything like that, that actually plugs into the truck's PCM. You take a little green motherboard chip and plug it into another green motherboard chip.
Yeah.
And then a cable comes out with a knob and you've got tunes to choose from.
Yeah.
So to me, that is going to be a chip.
Yeah, and back in the day too, there was a lot of companies like Superchips, for instance, for those trucks. They literally had, it was a chip, like a computer chip, like a board with a little cap on it that said Superchips on it. And that just plugged into the ECM and that was it.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
No changing, no adjusting, no, it was here.
Yep.
Be better.
Hey, easy enough. Hey.
Yeah. Next thing is modules.
Modules.
This can go a couple different ways.
Modules.
Hit me.
So when we think of a module, would be like a TS Striker, something that is going to plug into individual components underneath the hood, not necessarily have a screen or anything like that. Pretty much all the connections are done under the hood. Sometimes those will have like some sort of knob or something inside, especially for rail pressure to adjust that. But it's going to be something that's going to be basically plugged in under the hood, and it's going plugged in under the hood. It's going to be under the hood. It's going to plug into components underneath the hood and modify it at that sensor or at that injector or wherever.
So more so maybe just like changing the reading of a sensor so the truck's computer sees something different.
Exactly.
Okay. And typically, that being said, a module, by that term, will not leave a footprint on your PCM.
Exactly. Those ones typically don't.
Also similar to like the throttle sensitivity booster we talked about, which is kind of like an outlier here.
Yeah, we consider that a module.
You consider that a module. You're modulating a signal.
Exactly.
All right.
There you go. Module.
Okay.
It's all in the name, guys.
So if we haven't confused you,
yeah.
Let's go through this one more time and give examples here.
Okay.
So tuner, example of a tuner.
Like a Smarty.
Okay.
Or like an Edgevo HT.
Okay.
Something, or no, I'm sorry.
See, we even
confused myself. Tuner, EFI Live, EasyLink, something where a guy is actually tuning the truck. My apologies, holy crap.
Well, Smarty, as for like a MM3 tuning with Smarty.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Something that can be custom tuned. Now, you can also consider, like, an Edge Juice Attitude, Evo HT. You could consider that tuner, but it's also a programmer. Not all programmers are tuners. Same, but not not.
But still the same.
Yeah. if you watch the previous episodes, you get that.
You'll know.
So, tuner, EFI Live, EasyLink, Smarty MM3 tuning, something that can actually be custom tuned.
Yes.
Programmers, you're...
Yes. Smarties. Evo HTs. Evolution. Something that plugs in, download that tune, unplug it when you're done.
Bully Dog.
Yeah.
Your SETX4s, your live wires, your GTXs. Actually, GTXs can hold custom tunes.
Yes. We've had a lot of vendors here today. We actually had the guys from Bully Dog here today and going over the GTX. The GTX is actually an awesome new platform.
Yeah.
Edge, you got some competition there, Edge Insight guys.
Their screen is...
It's
nice.
So crisp, so clear, it's so fast too. So it's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so lastly, modules, something like a TS Striker that plugs underneath the hood.
Yeah.
Throttle sensitivity booster, maybe like
Edge Comp Box,
yeah, just underneath the
hood.
And that even actually has a couple of different options on there. You have like a 1, 2, or 3 tune, but you gotta open the hood, hit a toggle switch to adjust it. So it's just underneath the hood.
Underneath the hood stuff.
All right. So
they got squared away.
Clear as mud, right? So that being said, and I'm going to reiterate this later on too, if you call in any time and say, I'm looking for a chip for my 6.7 Cummins, we're not going to sit there and be like, you mean
we're
a
not gonna
programmer or tuner,
yeah.
Don't you mean?
We're not going to try to correct you or anything. We know what you're getting at. Essentially, again, like we talked about in the beginning, for a novice at this stuff, we know. You're looking for something to program your truck to go faster or make more horsepower. We get it. So you don't have to come in with us at these... with these particular, you know, this nomenclature and be correct. Yeah. We get it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to skip this because I want to come back to it.
Okay.
So we kind of hit on this earlier with talking about tuners and programmers. Now, you also can see, you might hear some other people say box tuning or custom tuning.
Yeah, or off-the-shelf tuning.
Off-the-shelf, right. So let's start off with box tuning because that's going to be a bit more out there than custom tuning. So box tuning literally means you take it out of the box, put it on the truck.
Yep. You can walk into a store just like ours, go in our showroom, pull it off the shelf, and go, I want this, and go put it in your truck on the parking lot. Those are box tuners. They're going to be all tuned the same, regardless of what's done to your truck or regardless of what you're doing to your truck. The programming is going to be the same. Advantage to them is it's proven tuning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something that works. It works every time. It's usually very, very safe for your truck, so you don't have to worry about, I'm not going to say temps and that kind of thing, because with any tuner... I mean, you can run into issues with that, but it's going to be very safe for your truck. It's going to be something that's proven. Disadvantage to it is for the guy that does have a bunch done to his truck and needs different tuning because he's got way bigger injectors, he's got a bigger pump, he's got a bigger turbo. Okay, box tuner is not your jam. That is not something that you want to go with. So, and then there's custom tuning.
And then there's custom tuning.
I do the box, so you do custom.
Yeah, so custom tuning, where custom tuning is really going to take... you know, really going to help you out is when you do have like bigger injectors, bigger pump, bigger turbo, multiple turbos.
Yeah.
That's where custom tuning is really going to kind of help you out there. For the guy that, say, has intake, tuner, exhaust, stock injector, stock pump, stock turbo, custom tuning, is it going to be better than box tuning? It might, but what are you going to see at the end of the day?
Yeah.
And maybe a difference of like 10 horsepower. Like you're not... For someone who has basically your stock initial stuff like intake or your stock turbo injectors and fuel pump, and not like fast, but like not like a lift pump, but like a fuel injection pump, you know, custom tuning, you don't really have to have it.
Yeah.
Now, if you are planning on doing injectors, turbo, bigger injection pump later on down the road, doing custom tuning now can actually benefit you a whole lot later on because you can have those tunes rewritten and customized to what you have going on with the truck.
You won't have to buy another tuner. I mean,
example, let's call ourselves 06, 07, third gen Ram, 5.9, probably the most popular sought after truck out there. Yeah. So, you know, you just got it and you've got stock injector, stock turbo, and you plan on doing bigger stuff later on, but you don't know when, you're not sure, and then you buy an Edge Juice with Attitude. You put that on your truck, it's making great power.
Mm-hmm.
You've got switch on the fly tunes, you got your pyrometer, it's good to go.
Killer screen,
and later on down, and then, okay, all right, it's time to go. I've decided I maybe want to do a 50 horse injector and the stock turbo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, that tuner might actually work just fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you wanted to fully take advantage of those 50 horse injectors and that stock turbo. that's where custom tuning, like with EFI Live, would really help you there. And that gets extrapolated all out too. It's not just for 50 horsepower tunes or injectors, but like let's say you decide, okay, I blew my turbo and my injectors are junk. You know, it's time for me to do, you know, a big CP3, maybe dual CP3s, 100 horse injector and compounds. I want to make this thing a tow beast. Custom tuning.
Yeah.
Custom tuning will all the way help you.
Yeah. And also, like, pertaining to custom tuning versus box tuning, we get a lot of calls on guys that are comparing those two when they do have a stock truck. Mm-hmm. And there's one quote, and I'm pretty sure it's from Ryan Milliken from Hardway Performance, because this is where I read it from. I don't know if he made it up, so I don't want to take anybody's thunder here, but the phrase is, tuning doesn't make power. Parts make power. Tuning just unlocks it. You always got to remember that.
Yeah.
Because we'll tell guys all the time on the phone, if you have a stock truck, you have two stock trucks, one has a box tuner and one has an EFI tuner or some sort of custom tuner on it. There's going to be only so much that they can do with that custom tuner as far as with the parts that are on that truck, with what they can modify. And I use this example, and I know it has nothing to do with actual tuning or anything like that. I just try to simplify it for guys. So like with injectors, let's say they operate on a scale from 1 to 5, mm-hmm. okay? And your box tuner is already getting it to its max. Well, just because you're using EFI Live doesn't mean they're going to push that injector way past to what it can handle to make more power. It's just not going to happen. It's going to plateau. It's going to have its point where it's not going to make any more power. And that's typically what like box tuners try to do. I mean, they obviously are not trying to push everything to its max at all times, but on the race tunes and that sort of thing, they're pretty much, I mean, they're getting it close. Yeah. They're getting it as close as they can without harming anything. And so for a guy with a stock truck to put custom tuning on it, just because he thinks that it has more power than a box tuner, he might be a little disappointed. Now, there are some things that custom tuners do a little bit, you know, like for instance, like Smarty or something. You might notice like a box tuner Smarty is going to be more reactive than a box tuner Edge. Well, again, that kind of goes to, well, those guys are focusing just on that engine.
So Smarty.
They can fine tune that engine a lot more than what Edge is going to do for that platform. So again, there's the way, and kind of just to recap on what Ben said, if you're planning on doing things to your truck like soon and you don't want to buy a tuner twice, get the custom tuning now. That's totally fine. Your truck will run great. It'll run awesome. You just won't be stuck with buying another tuner when you go to change those things.
Yeah.
Versus you buying a box tuner now, changing all that stuff, and then go, oh crap, now I gotta spend another $1,000 on a tuner. So
I
always have a plan.
But, money's not made on. I get it. I mean, that's a stupid. But I'm not making money. Spending an extra $1,000 when I could have spent, maybe $1,200 to begin with, and then another $100 to get new tunes made.
I mean, $1,000 is a pretty, that's a big, part of like an engine or something. I mean, heck, that's like half a set of rods. If you're trying to go, or half a head.
If you're Sands Anderson.
Sands.
Old Ron Burgundy. So actually, we covered all that right there. I want to talk about common errors, mistakes, and I'm already thinking of one, and you have the best phrase for it.
Yeah.
But just things that people might do with tuners, expect out of tuners, think that tuners can do.
I know which one you're talking about. And it's programmers. Let's leave stacking chips up to Pringles. Now, I didn't make that up. That's a fantastic phrase. Whoever did make it, awesome, good on you. But it's so true.
Yeah.
Especially on these newer trucks. About the only truck that I would ever suggest stacking any sort of programmer, it's probably a second-gen Ram on a BP44 truck.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the only one that you could do, and it's usually like a Smarty stacked with like an Edge Juice with Attitude or a Comp Box or a Quadzilla Adrenaline or something like that.
And even then, you do need to be careful.
And you do need to put your power level on your Smarty on a proper level, because Smarty does, they literally make it so you could do that. So even numbers are without timing, odd numbers are with timing, so you can actually do that correctly. But with any other truck, I mean, common rail, anything common rail, I mean, you don't have to have two programmers.
Yeah.
By God's sakes, you can do everything with one.
Well, I think the only reason you want to do that on the VP44 truck is that pump was like a mechanical but electronically controlled, so you kind of like wanted to have one that did one to the other.
Well, because you got to have that pump tap wire to get the fueling, so a Smarty doesn't do that, so whereas guys are doing the fueling basically out of an Edge with the software.
Whereas with your common rail truck, you get your CP3 on there, which is pretty much 100% electronic controlled.
Okay.
100%, the one that I always hear on there, and this is going to be a little bit of a rant, lope and smoke tunes. Lope and smoke tune. Someone calls me for a lope tune, I will say no, first off, because it's a program misfire. Does it sound cool? You get the bop, bop, bop. Okay, yeah, all right. You know, yeah. Get the Instagram likes, get, you know, do it for the IG. It may look cool. However, your truck runs like total crap, and you're literally programming a misfire.
Yeah, I tell guys, there's shops that spend hours trying to get rid of that while you're trying, you're going to pay money to put it back in. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
If you want your truck to lope, I don't know. Unplug an
injector.
Buy an old 12-valve and build it with a, you know, fat cam and big, yeah. You know, lower compression pistons with some big turbos and give her hell.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna... Next thing is going to be smoke tune. We don't endorse smoke tunes, nor do we make them.
No.
Smoke tunes are the bane of the diesel community.
Yeah.
If you're having a truck that smokes excessively, that's power out the tailpipe, that's money out of the tailpipe, and you're just giving us a bad name.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more that gives diesel owners a bad name than the black smoke. Don't get us wrong. When we were kids, buying these trucks and it was cool.
I'm not going to lie. My first 73 I bought, I was on the forums trying to figure out how to make a smoke switch for it and all that kind of crap.
I mean, any diesel guy that hasn't smoked out someone riding their ass from behind in their truck, you're a liar. You have.
Yeah. Oh, so, and then going.
It's kind of a handy feature from time to time.
Going to sled pulls, you know, you see the big plume of black smoke come out of a hood stack or something like that. I'm not going to go to a sled pull unless I can see this freaking smoke coming out.
What's cool is when that smoke gets cleaned up.
Yes, and that's what I enjoy seeing at the racetrack or on the dyno.
Yeah,
and it's not necessarily for the guys that are super high up and they're like, you know, 2,000 horsepower ages. The guys that actually daily drive their trucks.
Yeah,
you might see them on the dyno, just the thickest, blackest smoke you could see coming out there. And it's not that it cleans up at the top end of the RPM. It's that once the turbo actually starts lighting,
it cleans up. Yeah, you watch the smoke just kind of dissipate.
But you can hear the air moving and hear the truck just making a shit ton of power.
Yeah.
But it cleans up.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's a properly, you know, the fuel matches the air, matches the tuning, matches the, you know, the
can. Good running truck.
Good running truck. And don't get me wrong, with most higher horsepower tunes on a truck, if you mat it from a dead stop, it's going to put some smoke out. That's just the nature of the beast. But the real tell of how good a quality it is when it cleans up.
Yes.
I love it when a truck, you stop and it goes, and then cleans up and just starts scratching tires.
You should have like maybe a little haze coming out of that tailpipe, but nothing that's, nothing. Not a. If you have a thick black cloud of smoke coming out throughout your entire RPM range, something's wrong.
Yeah. Chances are you're probably
making
it
overfueled, under-turboed, or your tuning is just... junk.
Yeah, or you got a massive boost leak.
Yeah,
and then that's when we tell guys, oh, I want a smoke tune. Cool, go get a paper or a plastic bag, put it around your air filter.
Boom, done.
Yeah, I call it the smoke them if you got them tuned. It's a Walmart bag and a big rubber band. Get out of here. I'm going to dive in a couple. Let's see if there's any good ones we can talk about real quick here. What's up, Nate?
Hello from Ohio.
Nice.
Right on.
What about the Stealth? What do you think? Stealth module. Fan of Stealth. Yeah. I mean, as far as trying to have a tuner that will, or a module.
We even get it wrong.
A module that will essentially allow you to keep your warranty if you need to.
Yeah.
And not be, you know, detectable.
Easy.
All right, I'm into that.
Easy to take off, easy to put on.
Kyle Sandy, love your 7.3. My man. The TS for a 7.3.
Lemon Dodge, 6.7, absolutely.
Do we have anything to help that? Yeah. I like EasyLink, especially PPI tuning. Mm-hmm. I would say, because they just recently released the EasyLink
for their
10 to 12 4th gen RAMs. I would do EasyLink with PPI tunes, especially, again, that comes back down to what are you going to do future on, or in the future. Custom tuning, you plan on doing injectors, turbo, anything else later on, EasyLink. It's the future, trust me.
Or,
we'll do an episode on EasyLink. Yeah. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, or if you just want a box tuner, Smarty Touch. Can't go wrong. Or any Smarty. Smarty Junior. Heck, I mean, you could do a Smarty Junior on that truck if you just wanted to do something simple.
What's up, Brian?
Edge Comp.
Tried and true.
Good tuner.
Yeah.
That thing's been around forever. It works great. Second gen guys, it's like a go-to tuner for those guys.
We actually still sell quite a bit of those, even for trucks that have like...
We do.
Like even more progressive tuners out there. The Comp box is just a tried and true.
Super.
It works.
Yeah.
Set it and forget.
How
do we feel about the DP tuner? Actually, Ashley's answering that for us here. 7.3 platform, great option for you.
I've sold DP tuner forever.
Yeah. Jody makes some awesome tunes over there. MM3 for life. You have right on, Ben. Nice name. Thoughts on tuners? We're not going to worry about that right now. Does tuning help with regen cycle, longer between regens, and better fuel mileage? Depending on the truck, I'm going to say that combined with the right parts, yes, it can help. Just like the Bully Dog
DPS.
Diesel particulate filter for the 6.4s yeah. and soon to be coming out for the 07 after 12, 6.7 Cummins?
Yes.
Yes. And what's that? Oh, it's already out. Oh,
boom.
Do it.
So, yeah, what are they? It's a 17% increase in flow.
Yeah.
What do you say? A couple miles per gallon out of them
they
got?
And even with no tuning, 50 horse increase.
Yeah, and they've also modified, so they're like the presets for those trucks to go into regen, like there's a certain temperature when that happens. Well, with the Bully Dog DPFs, they've actually raised that temp, so it actually burns off cleaner and quicker, and which means you get better mileage. Because when that thing's in regen, you're not getting good mileage. So.
No. Let's see. Ben McPherson, smoke tunes are lame.
Yes.
You can go, yeah, I'll buy you a beer. We can hang out. Let's see here. Got some more answers going on there. Okay, Kelly Dunham. Saw it. Local guy. Appreciate you tuning in, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get into our five-minute free talk here. And five-minute free talk for me, I'm going to talk about a topic that's near and dear to my heart because I'm a Ford guy. So five-minute free rant, free talk here is Mustangs plowing into inanimate objects and people. Apparently, Tyler had no idea that they do this. So if you've ever watched like a Mustang wreck video, it's just I usually spit my drink out when I watch it because it's too funny. So another one of our sales guy here, Sands, we were talking about it, and we actually broke it down. And I wish we had a microphone in our sales room sometimes, yeah. all the time.
Not all the time.
Because some of the topics that we talk about when we get all our heads together, we start getting into pretty decent stuff.
Like, yeah.
And there's a lot of knowledge in that room, a lot of diversified knowledge.
Yeah.
So me and him, it was a Friday, it's towards the end of the workday. There may or may not have been adult beverage on my desk. And we were talking about Mustangs wrecking. And it's like, okay, in my opinion, the Mustang, you can find that like late 90s to like late 2000s Mustang, solid axle in the rear, pretty cheap, pretty powerful, light car, mm-hmm. and you've got that little 4.6 in there. And that 4.6 is almost like a two-stroke. You got nothing down low, but once you get it up top and you get it wrapped out, power comes on like a freaking hammer.
And these guys are just smoking things or what?
Well, no, they're wrecking into oncoming traffic, into cars that are stopping at a stoplight, and so they're coming out of the parking lot like, oh, look at me, I'm in a Mustang, yeah. I'm yeah, getting
I'm trying
it.
To be cool.
Oh,
and
then, okay. And then the power comes on like, oh, God! And they just, and they start hitting crap or they hit other Mustangs. And I think it's all of those parts combined together. You got a really light car, especially like on a Fox body, small wheelbase.
Which power, got power. They're cheap.
They typically have small V8s. They come on really strong. And again, I'm not saying like money breeds intelligence, but let's say that you
money
have,
breeds intelligence.
Yeah. Or maybe intelligence breeds money, I don't know. But you get a car that has like that power, that axle, and just that twitchy,
yeah.
and annoying, you can find one for like $10,000
or paid, less.
Or less if it's even in worse shape. And you've got basically a death machine. When I was in high school, Fox Body 5.0s, they were a death machine. Like, if you had a Fox Body 5.0, especially if it was a manual, mm-hmm. you were going to die.
You were going to die.
You were going to spin out. You were going to die. You were going to hit things. Yeah. And I don't know. I think that we figured out the issue there. It's that the engine makes a lot of power on top end. It got a solid rear axle in the back. And
the power to weight to cost of the vehicle ratio breeds a certain driver.
Yeah. If you have never watched a video of Mustangs just totally demolishing themselves, and I'm talking, they can't even load them on the trailers correctly. There's GT500s are going to back through garage doors. Like,
oh, wow.
I'm sure other cars wreck. But for some reason, every Mustang wrecks.
Well, now I know where 2 hours of my time is going to go after this.
So
speaking of internet, YouTube video rabbit holes. So I was on YouTube. I didn't see any Mustang videos. But what I did see, and we were talking about this earlier, and I've never heard of this guy. Maybe I just don't look online a lot. But this guy's name is, I believe it's Jeff Dabe, D-A-B-E.
Something like that, yeah.
His hands are giant. Okay, it's not just that he has giant hands, this guy's an arm wrestler. And he's like the most insane arm wrestler I've ever seen. This guy's hands are huge. He just dominates arm wrestling. I've never heard of this guy. You guys need to look him up. If you guys have heard about, this is like old news, I'm sorry, but this guy, what the hell, Jeff? Your hands are giant.
The best way I can describe him, we were talking with the guys at Fleece about that too. It looks like someone took a action figure and found one that was just like the extra large model and replaced just his arms.
Yeah, seriously, I literally was on YouTube. I'll just open up my YouTube from time to time and just kind of see what videos pop up on my homepage. You know, I like certain things and see some cool stuff, whatever. For some reason, I've got this video of this guy that arm wrestles. And I learned more about arm wrestling in 10 minutes than I ever knew about arm wrestling.
Yeah.
But this guy is just insane. It's just internet rabbit holes, internet YouTube rabbit holes. You know, you find a video, he just gets sucked in. And I started watching arm wrestling videos for the next hour and a half.
And you know what? That you're the YouTube algorithm for you now is going to always start
showing
up. It's
all going to be jacked up now.
For me, it's when I start getting the deep depths of YouTube and I start not really watching any one type of thing, it always, and all the sales guys know this because I come in the next day, I'm like, guys, I watched this really cool semi-stick shift video. And the guy's running dual sticks and they're, you know, doing it while they're steering with their knees and talking on a cell phone or
something
like that.
Seriously.
And I'm sitting there just like a kid, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And it obviously you should probably go to bed at that point. But that's what a guilty YouTube pleasure.
Oh,
Mustangs
man.
Eating crap and arm wrestling guys with giant arms and hands.
Giant arms and hands. Look him up. Seriously, guys. His hands are freaking huge.
You can't be tough guy Diesel all the time. Sometimes you gotta watch Mustang videos and guys with huge hands.
Huge and forearms and arms all in general. You know, honestly.
Just giant.
It looks like they're fake.
If
you're real out there, Jeff, I need to know what your forearm program is because these are looking a little thin. I don't know.
You know what? I'm gonna bring this up too. Over the weekend, Bourbon Boys got a shout out.
Yes! Gail finally recognized the bourbon. Bourbon update, haven't done much to it. Since we're just on a free talk right now, haven't done much to it since, other than just throw some fuel in it. Just haven't had much time really do anything else. Kind of been busy. But next, I got some other things going to it. I need to get it raised, get some suspension under it, because every time I leave any sort of driveway, my hitch smacks the ground. It's like I'm literally making potholes everywhere I go.
I drove it. It's hilarious.
I think you could literally smack the throttle and make that hitch touch the ground.
Where'd it go? Anyhow, Banks,
shared our video of us trying to jumpstart it.
I took a video of the spool bus jumping. Another spool bus. Tyler's 88 bourbon with a Banks turbo on there, and they shared it. I felt all fancy.
Yeah. Oh, I just,
what's up,
made my week.
Did we just become best friends, Gail? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But whoever runs Gail Banks' Instagram, appreciate that.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyhow, so I think that we actually nailed most of those questions down. Let's have a look here. Ash, any questions unanswered?
Ash is looking cozy on the couch.
Yeah,
over
Ash
there.
Is looking good over there. Let's see here. Anyhow, I don't see any new ones on there. We appreciate you guys watching and commenting. Again, these are going to be posted on YouTube, and they're also going to be on iTunes.
Yes.
The biggest thing here, though, is if you want your questions answered live, we're going to keep doing it on Facebook Live. So it's every Thursday, 3:15 Pacific time. And whatever the topic is, if you ask your questions, we will answer them.
Yeah.
If you watch our previous videos on our Facebook page, after the video is done, even if those questions, you know, don't get answered in the video for some reason, I go through, I answer every single one of them, I post links, because all these questions, if you're taking the time to watch, I'm going to take the time to answer your questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, by all means, if you have questions and for some reason you missed a live podcast or you missed a live YouTube or you missed a live Facebook video, you can always email in if you want to email us directly. My email address is ben@dieselpowerproducts.com and
tyler@dieselpowerproducts.com.
And we are addicted to email.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, there's no stupid question you can ask, too. Don't feel bad if you think it's stupid or whatever. Well, it's the only stupid, what is it? The only stupid question is the one that's not asked.
Yeah. I actually spoke to a young kid, 17 years old, in high school, just bought his first truck. It was a 7.3, saw one of our videos. Actually saw the one I did on a 38R.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked to him for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about plans for the truck.
Yeah.
Seeing what's going on, you know, advice, anything we have going on here. That's the kind of stuff I like doing. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, answering phone calls, emails can get kind of sad sometimes. But being able to talk to someone, and it almost reinvigorates my enthusiasm with
you. Yeah, absolutely.
So keep
them coming.
Yeah, I didn't catch your name, but if you're watching, I appreciated the conversation. I hope we talk again soon. We had a great Labor Day sale. Anybody who purchased anything over Labor Day and took advantage of those deals,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice. The next big one again, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We always get questions on when's the next big sale. Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
That's what's coming.
I don't think we have any current. We do. There's one I want to mention right now. Light bars. If people are still into light bars, you want one mounted on the top of the roof.
Please.
SoCal Super Trucks light bar mounts.
Call us.
We have those on the shelf, ready to ship, like 50% off.
Still, yeah.
Still. So if you are wanting to get a good, high quality, not an eBay piece of crap that somebody cut with a hacksaw for the front of your truck, we have those on the shelf. Give us a call, send an email. We'll get one shipped out to you. Other than that, if you have any suggestions on the podcast, topics that you want to see, we're kind of skimming the top on a lot of stuff here because we're going to go more in depth later on. Ash is going to be back on the show. We're going to be doing more suspension stuff. We're going to have a really tech-heavy suspension episode.
Yes.
I'm talking like we might have to break it up into three parts.
Oh.
We're getting lab coats out. We're getting laser pointers. It's going to be a good time.
Official.
Official. If you have any questions and you want to see that certain topic, you know, we're here for it. We want to make sure that everybody's getting the information they need.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's Thursday, man.
It's Thursday.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Number 7 podcast. Yeah. Thanks for
joining
us. Number 7.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next week, 3:15.